This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I think Trump listens to the show, and I'll tell you why. Because on Hannity tonight, Trump said that he was going to make public, he was going to declassify and release the FISA docs that led to the Mueller probe. Okay? And I love it. I think this is wonderful. And it's about time this happens. It's about time we start doing this. They're so self-righteous, they're so sure they got us, or they got him. Right? I think what we need to do is show the world. I mean, obviously, show Americans, but show the world exactly what the left is made of, exactly what they're okay with, exactly what they're willing to honor or feel is okay. See, they think it's okay to break the law to nail somebody that they don't like. It's okay to skirt it, it's okay to break it, it's okay whatever. President Trump was on an exclusive interview on Sean Hannity, and they talked about a whole bunch of stuff. He told Hannity he vowed to release the full and unredacted Foreign Intelligence Agency Act, FISA warrants, and the related documents used by the FBI to probe his campaign, saying he wants to get to the bottom. He wants to make sure that people know how it started, how it was pushed, and how a FISA judge probably bought into this. Now, Trump told Hannity that his lawyers previously had advised him not to take that dramatic step out of the field, that it could be considered obstruction of justice. Now that it's done, how can it be obstruction? He said, I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release, Trump said. I have some very talented people working for me, lawyers, and they really didn't want me to do it. A lot of people wanted me to do it for a long time. He said, I'm glad I didn't do it then, but we're going to do it now. He said, one of the reasons my lawyers didn't want it done is that they said that they would call it out as an obstruction of the current, now it's over, the investigation. But I've already said this. I've been saying this all along. He needs to do it to all of them. He needs to do it with this. He needs to do it with the email server for Clinton. He needs to do it with the Benghazi. I mean, I've got a whole list of things that he can do. Trump also accused FBI officials of committing treason, slamming former FBI Director James Comey as a terrible guy. Also, the former CIA Director John Brennan is potentially mentally ill. If you see that guy speak, and you see how nasty he gets and how his face furls, I'd be afraid of him. I'd be afraid that he's that guy that could snap. Right? And he called Adam Schiff a criminal. I agree with him to no end. The guy's been running around for years talking about direct evidence he has that President Trump colluded with the Russians. However, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, the NSA, none of them could tie him together. So apparently Adam Schiff's got some crystal ball that nobody has access to. He's a sick man. Yeah, I'll say it. He's this Adam Schiff is a sick man, and the people that keep voting for him, I have to question their sanity. Redacted versions of FISA documents already released have revealed that the FBI extensively relied on documents produced by Christopher Steele. And early on, Comey said no, that wasn't true. But now we find the actual paperwork that they put in, that the FBI actually put forward, did rely heavily on it. Steele worked for, he was an ex-British spy. He worked for a firm that was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC. You don't hear much about that, though, do you? Right? They set out to surveil Trump aide Carter Page. One senior DOJ official apparently concerns that Steele was unreliable. Right? So here's one official in the DOJ says, hey, this guy, not so good. But they went along with it anyway. The leaked dossier, and related FBI surveillance kickstarted the media frenzy. You know, when you think about this, you think about what went down and all the words, and, you know, we've got these documentation, we have an ex-British spy that says it. I mean, go down the whole list. It sounds good until it actually starts to crumble and fall apart. Special Counsel Robert Mueller finally said, got nothing, bupkis. No conspiracy, no evidence of a conspiracy. Despite several offers by Russians to help Trump campaign, Page was never... You know, it was really funny. There were offers. There were open offers to help Trump. He turned them all down. He didn't do anything with them. There was no action taken on him. Unlike Ted Kennedy, when he was running for president, when he was begging the Russians, he was willing to give them stuff that they could blow up on Reagan. Think about that. But that was never talked about. That was never beat up. He's not a bad guy for he's dead now, so they're trying to respect him. I never understood that. I never understood, like, with John McCain and others. We have heroes. They do great things. Does that mean they're infallible from that point on? What's the deal with not being able to speak, not in a hateful way, but calling things out as truth that they've actually done? Ted Kennedy left a woman to die in his car. Period. Even if I grew up in Massachusetts, people in that area believe that to this day. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more on this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you. you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. It really is that simple. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I appreciate it so much. We're talking about Trump finally deciding to release the FISA docs. You know, you've got people around him telling him not to do it. I'm sorry. Stop listening. You didn't listen to them when you got elected. Stop listening to them now. Look at If your adversary knows you're not going to call them out, you're not going to embarrass them. Here's the problem: we've been playing by the gentleman's rules way too long. It is time for President Donald J. Trump to put together a team to go ahead and start releasing these papers on a regular basis. He has the right, as President of these United States, yes, he's your president too, to go ahead, declassify all these papers. Seriously, look it, I'm not stupid. Go in there, take out the names of the spies or whatever, you know, keep people safe. I got that. But everything else, let it rip. I'm not kidding. Let it rip. There's no reason for this. There's no reason to hide this paper. I want to know who got away with what in the email server investigation. I want you to think about all the ways the FBI covered up for the people that investigation. You know, promised not to give the laptop information out. Gave the laptops back to the people they took it from. The FBI did that? Can you imagine any one of us saying, hey, before you come and interrogate me, we're going to have to sign a letter of non-disclosure. You won't be able to take any handwritten notes. Wow. But Hillary Clinton got away with doing that. And remember at the time I told you it was a setup? And look, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. But I said to you, the interviews took place on a Saturday morning. They were there for 3 hours with her. Probably took an hour for breakfast to be served and all that other fun stuff. And then Comey comes out Tuesday morning. Not Tuesday night. Not a week later on a Tuesday. Tuesday morning with what he decided needs to be done. And for the first time in FBI history, right, the AG of these United States said, well, I'll defer to whatever the head of the FBI wants me to do. Come on, give me a break. And when he came out that morning, I said, this was done weeks ago, people. When Comey came out that Tuesday morning, before he opened his mouth to say the first word, I said, this was written weeks ago. And it was, no question about it. And we've come to find out that that's very true. The words were carefully chosen. They were worked on with him and Loretta Lynch. So it just Trump needs to step up, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He needs to step up, and what he needs to do is release all these papers. And I would do him, you know, Tom Del Picaro was on the show the other night. He goes, no, JoJo, he's getting longer than a week. No, because it's going to get bogged down in stuff. The Dems will start doing lawsuits. People will start getting in the way. No. I would slam this stuff. Hey, we've got a series over the next 6 weeks. Every Friday, I am going to release, you know, little redacted, but all the paperwork on FISA, all the paperwork on Benghazi, all the paperwork on the email server, all, I would go through the whole list of things that would scare these guys crudless. And I would wait for them to show up in the Oval Office on their knees and say, okay, enough, we give, what's it going to take? And I'd look at them and say, when you start having the true heart of the American people first, then I'll stop. When I see you actually passing bills, passing laws, working on things that'll benefit all people in this country, U.S. citizens, then I'll stop. Until then, no. Really, can you imagine Obama finding out that somebody in Bush's team was spying on his campaign? That somebody in Bush's team had turned the DOJ against him or onto him, if you would. Before we go to break, this is the stuff that just totally infuriates me. There's been over 6,000, listen to me, 6,000 Nigerian Christians slaughtered, mostly men and women. Who do you think they were slaughtered by? You think they were slaughtered by Jews? No. Who do you think they were slaughtered by? I want you to give us some thought. I'm going to tell you right now. But in Nigeria, they're experiencing pure genocide. Over 6,000 people, almost all women and children. All right? So far. Are you hearing about it on the news? Is CNN covering any of this? No. You know why? Because they're Christians. Now, if a white guy went up and shot up a mosque in Nigeria, that'd be a whole different animal now, wouldn't it? The church leader said that over 6,000 persons, mostly children, women, aged, have been maimed and killed in nighttime raids by armed Fulani herdsmen, which is prompting their cry to the government of Nigeria to stop the senseless and bloodshedding. Right? They want it to stop. Children can't protect themselves. You can't get any colder than that. The press release also pleaded with the international community as well as the United Nations to intervene. Is the United Nations having an emergency session? No. Right? Come on, think about it. They're worried that the widespread insecurity in the country, where wanton attacks and killings are armed by these Fulani herdsmen, they take place daily and nightly. They're unchallenged. Right, the country's doing nothing to step in and take care of anything. President Muhammadu Buhari has failed to bring attackers to justice. He hasn't even tried to look for them. All right? Think about that. Hasn't even tried to look for them. Although some of the international news media has sought to characterize the killings as a land conflict between community groups, if that's the case, then why are only Christians being killed? I mean, if it's all about land, would the Christians own all the land there in Nigeria? I don't think so. It's really sad. Really, really, really sad. We reject the narrative that attacks on Christian communities across the country as farmers, herdsmen clash, the federal government have been so immersed in false propaganda and deceit that forcefully pushing a policy in the idea of establishing cattle ranches. Look, here's the deal. If this was a Muslim, a mosque where people were shot up, or a Muslim community where people were shot up, what would be happening right now? It would be all over the paper. And even if they found a white guy that happened to be riding through the area at the time, they'd blame it on him. I'm Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we're going to answer the question, or try to, are conservatives anti-gay? I don't think so. But we'll find out in a few. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. the Illinois Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox defended the decision by her staff to drop charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett that he staged a racist anti-gay attack. The move left Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel stunned.
It doesn't add up. As I said yesterday, nothing here adds up. They found out it was a hoax, which they stood by yesterday. The state's attorney's office.
Fox told CNN affiliate WLS she believed her office could have proven Smollett guilty, yet the charges were still dropped. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges stemming from the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017. He was convicted on state murder charges in the deadly car attack at the white nationalist rally in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I'll learn how to hit the right buttons at some point in time. Just bear with me. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're just get engaged. Be engaged. It's really that simple. It's not brain surgery. It's not a big deal. So, I stumbled across this video from PragerU, which I thought was great. And in the video, the guy goes, remember, I was talking about this earlier. If you were listening to the show, I talked about a community in Los Angeles known as West Los Angeles. And you know, I want to say gay-friendly. I don't really mean it that way. What I mean is, you know, I'm always talking about representative government. What does it mean to actually live in an area where you're truly represented by your peers in government, like a jury of your peers, right? That's what government's supposed to be. West LA has chosen to be a haven, a comfortable place, a great place for the LGBTQ community to live and thrive and grow. And their city council is, I think it's 100% made up of the LGBTQ community. Same thing with their first responders, large, you know what I'm saying? So it's a very LGBTQ-friendly community, okay? So this guy goes down there from Prager University to find out truly, and the guy's name is Will Witt, I guess, and you go down and find out truly, how does the gay community in an area like that, and we know we've had plenty of gay, lesbian, transgenders on the show to talk at different times about, you know, how they feel about Trump, how they feel about Republicans, how they feel about conservatives. But you've got to hear this. A little bit of information does go a long way. Take a listen.
This is Will Witt with PragerU. Today we're in West Hollywood, and we're asking people here about conservative stereotypes and what they think about it. Let's do it. Do you think that Republicans, conservatives, are homophobic or anti-LGBT?
Yes.
Yes, yes, I do.
I do.
You think Trump is anti-LGBT?
Absolutely.
I think if it suits him, then he's anti-gay. If it suits his party's message, then he's anti-gay.
because you voted for a person that hates Muslims, they hate black, he hates almost everyone.
He is not here to force you to do anything. He is here.
That was a great one. She says he hates everyone. That is the broad brush that the left hates that we use. Yep, she couldn't tell you anything that he's done against gays or lesbians.
He is a messenger. And at this particular time, at this time of social media, you will have to hear the truth.
Do you think it would be a good idea to decriminalize homosexuality around the world? Like if we put legislation, worked with the UN, that's a good idea?
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah. Did you hear about Trump putting that forward and trying to do this with the UN?
I didn't. I did not know that. Is that...
That's the woman who said he hates gays, he hates lesbians, he's homophobic. She said all of that without being informed. And it's been one of my arguments since I started doing the show. That these people speak out against Trump, they speak out against Republicans and conservatives, they have no clue. They don't really know what's going on around them.
Currently?
Yeah. Yeah, just happening.
I know, I'm from Africa, and I would also like to see gays spreading in Africa.
Are you guys for the community? Are you Republican?
Well, I am. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a conservative.
Gay?
I'm not gay. If, let's say, his thing goes through and homosexuality...
Why was that a question? Should he have not been there if he was gay? No, I don't know if some of you noticed, some of you who are watching. And you can get it up on the website, therealside.com. The street is rainbow-colored, which I thought was interesting. That's got to cost money. But anyhow. But why ask if he's gay? Does he have to be gay to be a reporter in West Los Angeles? Or can he just be a human being? Just curious.
Working through the UN is decriminalized worldwide. Would you praise Trump for that?
Absolutely. You know, nobody all bad or all good. Human being might have a little spark of light in them.
If that was true, does that change your mind on Trump being anti-LGBT or Republicans at all?
No, I still think that they dislike the community.
We could go in as a force, as an army. You know, conservatives can go in there as an army and bestow every right, everything that they want, because we're truly and totally in agreement, pass a lie detector test, and they would still say that we were lying. They must have the shifty shift disease. That's what it is. Shifty shift arrangement. We have to coin that. With a shifty shift arrangement.
Let's go win! My people, my people, my people! Some kindness, some love! Showtime is back!
Okay, that guy, we've got to check his meds.
Oscars 2019 already started!
Alright guys, so we just finished up here and we weren't able to show this on camera because we didn't film it, but the lady in black actually came back, she yelled at me, she asked me where I'm from, she told me my privilege is showing, whatever that means, and then she told me F you. So, this is the tolerant left for you. I thought we were having a pretty rational discussion, but leftists aren't very good at rational discussion. So, that's about it today in West Hollywood, guys. You can follow me and PragerU.
You know, the perfect example. She comes after him. She comes back afterward to nail him. She comes back afterward and tell him what a piece of work he is. But why? Why did she go off on him? Why? Because he caught her. He caught her in the glory of her ignorance. He caught her in a moment where he was able to say to her, you have basically, what I would have said to her, you bought into the propaganda of the left. You've bought into the hate no matter what. And I love it. I think that their disease shines. I think that the hypocrisy of love Trump's hate shines. Because when you can sit there and have a conversation with somebody and it's very, very cordial at first. You're talking and she talks about she hates Trump because he hates all this stuff. And then he informs her that Trump is the only one that's come forward with this particular thing that he's trying to push across the world, across the globe, giving them all rights. He caught her totally off guard. She didn't know what to do. And then her response was, well, are you gay? So do you have to be... Here's the thing that's always bothered me. If I can't have an opinion about the gay and lesbian community because I'm not gay, and I can't have an opinion about women's rights because I don't have a uterus, and apparently that doesn't make you a woman either. I don't identify as a woman, and I wasn't born with the woman parts. If I can't have an opinion about being black because I have very white skin, then you women out there, you people on the left, whether you're black or Asian or female, you have no right talking about white male privilege. Absolutely none, using your own logic. Otherwise, if you do, then you are the epitome of fascism. You are what the dictionary term for fascism, that's what you are. But you wouldn't, you can't handle it. You'd lose your mind over it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to know what you think about it. I'd love to know what you think about these loons that really, really believe they can show up. And again, I understand West L.A. to be a great community to live in. Crime is low. I mean, it's in Los Angeles. My God, it's right next to Hollywood. Crime rates are low. Businesses thrive. They do well there. So this is not a disparagement. This woman who came back, I mean, probably one of many that felt that way, but think about it. She couldn't walk away. She couldn't control herself long enough just to walk away and settle down. She had to go back and tell him to go F himself because he was a conservative Republican and did nothing wrong. Probably ate while he was down there, right? Feeding into the local economy. So this is totally beyond me. This is so perfect for what we keep saying the left is truly like. How they really want to deal with people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going up there. There's a lot you can do up there. You've got to get involved in the conversation. You really do. You know, I don't know any other way to put it, but you've got to get involved in the conversation. It's the only way you're going to find out how the other side thinks. And this is what I keep telling you guys. The only way you're going to find out truly how the other side thinks is to get involved, to be involved, to get engaged, to be engaged. When we come back, I'm going to have me some fun. A new Harvard study shows that minimum wage hikes, they cut entry-level jobs. You done. It actually harms poor people. No way, right? Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. A little stroll through some reality insanity. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, we did the last segment, we did a piece about West Los Angeles, and I know some people can take my words and twist them up, but whatever. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know where my heart is, you know where my mind is at on this stuff. But what was really funny is I was starting to think during the break, when Obama was president, and things like this would crop up, and we would talk about stuff like this. I mean, it was the haters would just rush into Facebook or rush in to our online chat and all the other stuff. It's just all kinds of nasties going on. And there was a term, I don't even know if they still use the term. Remember, I think it was a LGBTQ ally or something like that. I remember using it. And I'm not making fun. I truly am that dumb. I just don't remember. So, and I remember talking about it one night and saying, look, I've got friends that are gays, lesbians, transgenders. And are we close friends? Of course not. And I don't say that to disparage them. But, you know, it's people hang with their own communities a lot of times and what have you. But again, I do have friends in those areas. So, But I remember asking them, because somebody said, you can't be an ally to I think that's what they called it, was an ally to the LGBTQ community unless you totally buy in. And I said, how is that true? Can't I be an ally to a human being who's being persecuted for their sexual orientation? I can't stick up for somebody like that. Why? Because I'm not gay or lesbian or transgender? You hear how asinine that sounds? Whether I disagree or agree or totally buy in or don't totally buy in, what I buy into 100% is you don't abuse human beings. I buy into that 100%. You don't shove your thought process down on somebody else. And I saw that. I believe that happened, without boundaries under President Obama. So that's why I totally reject that I can't talk about issues that affect other communities because I'm not part of that community. I can't feel for the Haitians. I can't talk about their plight, the problems that they're having down there. Why? Because I'm not Haitian? That is just dumb. That is just stupid going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You want to talk about stupid going somewhere to happen? All you yo-hos that were pushing for $15 an hour jobs, got to pay them $15. You know what? I won't tell you the name of the place because some locals listen to my show. This is a place I go to get my coffee. I would fight for that person to get $15 an hour. If they could get my coffee right 3 out of 10 times, I would be excited. And when they get it right, it's usually cold. I haven't figured that out. Maybe they just know who I am and they hate me. I don't know. But it's always hilarious because I order the coffee exactly the same way. I'm one of those guys. Exactly the same way every time. New Harvard study shows that minimum wage hikes cut entry-level jobs, and they harm minorities the worst. Now, this isn't Joe's business school, right? This is a right-wing, whacktoid business. Matter of fact, this school is where they have Primal Scream Week every year. And you go figure out what that is. Look it up. Harvard Business School recently released a working paper titled Survival of the Fittest, the Impact of Minimum Wage on Firm Exit. Now, discuss the effects of minimum wage policies on companies' survival. For those with any shred of economic understanding, the results were predictably dismal. Now, look, I've always said, just back up a little bit. You do not need a Harvard degree in business to figure this out. Most of these smaller restaurants, just think the restaurants, right? The mom-and-pop restaurants, where they might have 5 or 6 servers. Right, and mom and pop are the ones that are cooking. I mean, we can go through this whole thing. And the bottom line with it is they have a budget. They know what they make. Remember, when you go out to eat, that's disposable income. That's income that you have decided you can, for all intents and purposes, throw away on food somewhere else. You can go to that place and have a sandwich. It's wonderful. Right? And when they put in their budget together for employees, think about what happened under Obama with a restaurant employee. Those employees that were working 40 hours a week before Obamacare and before Obama, they might have been making $9 an hour, $8 an hour, whatever minimum wage was, but then they made tips, and tips were good money. And they got to work 40 hours a week, so they had some decent money come in. They could buy health insurance at that point. Maybe some places offered it, some didn't. I knew when I worked, there were places that offered it, but you had to pay for it, but at least you got a reduced rate because it was a business policy, if you would. Then Obamacare kicked in. And then you fought for the $15 an hour. So now, remember, it's not $15 an hour anymore. Because you've got your own taxes you have to pay on that. The business owner pays taxes on top of it. So no, instead of 15, we're probably closer to like 19 and a quarter, 19.50. Oh, and then you have to give health care to anybody working over 32 hours. Well, that's a problem. So what do you do as a business owner? I'm cutting you back to 30 hours. So now you're making less money. You don't work as much, so you're not just missing, I don't know, you're not missing $15 an hour for almost 10 hours, right, hitting the 40. You're missing the tips that come in those hours. I mean, I love these people that sit as legislators. They don't think this stuff through on both sides. Not both sides of the aisle, but both sides of life. And then the other stuff that I used to love, I'm giving you, look it, I got to give the stock boy at the local store $15 an hour now. He's putting milk on the counter, I mean on the shelves. He's the guy that's stocking the shelves, getting all the stuff that I'm going to buy up on the shelves. I give him a raise. Guess what I got to do? Your eggs are going to cost more. Your milk's going to cost more. Your tissue paper is going to cost more. So now you're taking more money out of my pocket. So that $15 an hour you gave me, or the raise that you gave me, is now gone because now we're, it just spirals up. And you know when I learned this? Back in the 70s in my eco class. Right? My government class. And back then we used to talk about, forgive me, gentlemen, truck drivers. Something as simple as giving a raise to a truck driver. Or in the 70s, gas was out of control. Pumping up the price of gas on a truck driver. Well, in those days, what were the trucks? What were they doing? Well, they still do it today. What do? They deliver food to the supermarket. They deliver gas to the gas station. Right? I mean, these guys, you need those trucks on the street to make the deliveries to the places that where you go buy stuff to live. Well, you give a truck driver a raise, or the gas goes up. Now the cost increases to the store. And you know those greedy people, they got to make a profit. See, they have to make a profit so that when you burn down CVS in Baltimore for no good reason, they've got enough money to rebuild it. You know, I always love how they tout how much money. Do you know the big, bad, nasty company known as Sears? Right? The big, bad corporation? They were the first company in this country to offer 100% medical services to their employees. They actually had a doctor come in. I mean, they had a nurse there most of the time, but they had a doctor come in once or twice a month to do physicals, to take care of minor things, to distribute drugs, because the Sears and Roebuck people, that's what it was called at the time, they knew they had healthy employees that work, that productivity increased. They got it. Now, they didn't get paid great, but they got medical benefits for all intents and purposes. So, again, back to, I know I went off on a whole tangent, but the bottom line with this, as a small company, if I'm going to start offering all these services, people lose jobs. I can't afford to have 9 people. Now I can only have 8 people, and I'm going to have to work a little harder. When my wife and I owned our business together, guess who cashed their checks last? That's right, we did. Everybody else got paid first. Our house was on the line. Our cars were on the line. Our savings account were on the line. Not yours. I got to read that Democrat Socialist agenda one of these nights. You guys will freak out with what they want to do. And how hypocritical it is. And the contradictions all through the whole thing. The paper from Harvest focused specifically upon the restaurant industry in San Francisco. It used data from a review platform, Yelp, to track the activity and performance of individual restaurants. Right? They discovered that a $1 increase in minimum wage led to approximately a 4 to 10% increase in the likelihood of any given restaurant exiting the industry entirely. $1 increase in minimum wage to employees, right, brought these restaurants down. They work on such a slim margin to begin with. Laura Luca and Luca found this effect to be more pronounced among the restaurants which lower ratings, while essentially non-existent among 5-star restaurants. A $1 increase in minimum wage increased the likelihood of a 3.5-star exiting by roughly 14%. Right? And when you talk about some of these 5-star restaurants, right, remember something. Some of these servers, they're making $200 a night in tips. When you go in there for that food, most people aren't looking at how much the food costs. They're looking at how it tastes. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.